Chapter 31. Extra Text. The Play. It is Saturday, and it is almost 7:30 in the evening. Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds are on their way to a dinner party. Their four children, Jenny, Bob, Steve and Carol, are sitting in the living room.
Jenny and Bob, please look after the kids now. We'll be back at about midnight, I guess.
You can have popcorn and sweets, and there's Fanta and Coke in the fridge.
Don't worry, Mum. We'll manage. It's a piece of cake to babysit our little darlings.
Anyway, I've got my mobile, so you can call us if you...
Oh, come on, Dad. We know. It's not the first time.
Yes, you can go now.
Well, Stephen and Carol, don't forget, you must go to bed at 9 o'clock. Okay?
Oh, Mum, stop fussing. We'll look after them. I mean, what can happen?
All right. I trust you. Bye-bye, then, all of you.
Good night, darlings.
Have a nice dinner.
Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds kiss everybody goodnight and leave the house. 20 minutes later.
Okay, you two. It's almost 8. Time to go to bed.
Not yet. I'm not tired.
And Mum said we could stay up till 9.
Yes, that's right.
Look, we're older than you, so do as we say. Yes, you heard. Off you go.
But I want to see my favourite cartoon programme.
Me too. It's on the children's channel.
Well, sorry, you can't, because we want to watch the horror film on Channel 4.
Horror film? Dad won't let us watch horror films.
Yes, if we tell him...
All right, all right. We let you watch the cartoons till 9, okay? That's when the horror film starts, and that's when you go to bed.
And don't tell Mum and Dad.
We won't. If you give us your sweets.
That's blackmail.
What's blackmail?
That we watch the horror film and you get our sweets.
Ooh, I love blackmail.
Steve and Carol watch the cartoons and Bob tries to read a book. He is very sleepy. Jenny combs her hair in front of a mirror.
What's the matter? You look very tired.
I am. It's the football training. It's killing me.
Oh, Bob, tell me when the film starts and get the children in bed. I just want to make a phone call.
To your boyfriend again.
Mind your own business, Carol.
Will you two shut up, please? I'm trying to watch.
Steve and Carol are still watching TV when Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds arrive home after the party.
Steve? Carol? Are you still up? It's almost 11 o'clock.
Hello, Mum. You're home early.
Yes, we left early. Dad was a bit tired and wanted to watch a film on TV.
Look at Bob the babysitter. He's asleep. Must be all that football...
But where's Jenny? Oh, don't say she's sleeping too.
No, Dad. She's talking to her boyfriend.
What? Is he here?
No. On the phone, of course.
Hey, Dad. Can I watch a film on Channel 4? Please? It's called Dance of the Vampire.
Say yes, Dad. Please. I love vampires.
Never. That's a terrible film.
Your mother's right. It's not good for you. It'll only give you nightmares.
Oh, no, Dad. I love horror films.
I'm sorry, no. We never watch horror films in this house. So, come along, you two. It's bedtime.
But, Mum...
In bed, now.
Oh, all right. But it's not fair.
Good night, Stephen. Good night, Carol.
Good night.
Good night.
Mrs. Reynolds switches off the TV. She and the children leave the room. Mr. Reynolds switches it on again. He takes a packet of crisps and sits down on the sofa.
At last, all alone, and with a great horror film. I hope it's frightening.